Track 5. Ellie Barrett, Messy Drama. Materials: salt dough, acrylic paint, yacht varnish. Dating from 2019. Standing on a white island in the centre of the gallery, on the smooth, light brown wooden floor, are five slender, rectangular plinths. They vary in size between around 80 and 120 centimetres, so some are about knee-high, some waist-high. The plinths have the appearance of classical columns. Two are white, the others flecked and veined with pink or brown or green, all looking as if they are made from marble. On top of each plinth is an item, most of them life-size. A slice of white Victoria sandwich cake with white icing and red jam filling. A hot dog with squiggles of red ketchup and yellow mustard. Two cans of lager, blue, with yellow circles on. The shape of a hand or a hand emoji, light brown in colour, and a miniature replica of a Barbara Hepworth sculpture entitled Squares with Two Circles. One square sits on top of two others on a base. There's a hole in each of the two larger top squares. One is slightly to the left of centre and one to the right. This small sculpture is a dark colour, as if made from bronze. On the white island on the floor, we find two fried eggs, a Nike baseball cap, and some grapes. All of the realistic-looking items, as well as the plinths and the island, are made from salt dough. Ellie tells us the plinths are actually hollow. They have an internal armature, also made from salt dough, which is put together in layers. The island is pressed into the floor with the appearance of wet, white sand. The salt dough is air-hardened, so it's brittle. The internal armatures are baked in the oven in layers, but the coloured outsides that we can see have air-dried. The colour is from dyeing the dough itself with acrylic paint rather than painting the finished sculpture. Some of them are painted with high gloss varnish. The whole thing has a texture, a bit like sand or rough brick. When it's raw, it's more like clay or blue tack. When it's cooking, it smells like baking bread. And when it's dry, it smells a lot like seawater. Ellie says of her sculpture, "Messy drama uses comedy and playfulness to demonstrate that art making can be accessible to everyone because it is part of our shared experience of the world. I draw connections between art making and the social world, which shows that art is not separate from everyday life, but is very much impacted by the world around it. The different objects in the installation represent the overlap between the art world and our public realm. By putting all these things together, I look at the ways art, objects and bodies are treated in similar ways. Beer cans, hot dogs, body parts, artworks and clothing, all made from the same material, draws parallels between the effects of production and investigates how we are all both consumed and consumers. Motifs from traditional sculpture, such as the marble plinths that the objects sit on, mocks the elitism which still surrounds contemporary art and invites the viewer in on the joke. Ellie's contact details are as follows. Her website is elliebarrett.com. She's on Instagram at Ellie, that's E-L-L-I-E, C Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T, and her email address is elliecbarrett@gmail.com. Ellie answered the following questions. Where in the north are you based? I'm based in Lancaster and I've lived all over the northwest. What does living in the north mean to you? To me, living in the north is a vital part of my identity. Northern culture. The humour is funnier. The attitude is friendlier than the south. People care about each other more openly. I've chosen Lancaster as a base for Graft, an arts organisation that I've co-founded, which supports young artists with opportunities and experiences to boost them at the start of their careers. Graft embodies Northern principles. We believe that contemporary art is for everyone, and we program exhibitions and events which are accessible to all. What inspires you? The world we share is a big inspiration in my work. The things we come into contact with every day which impact our behaviour and our relationship to one another. I'm interested in the ways we interact with materials and objects and the ways in which they can be politically and socially active.